you are able, we invite you to rise and join us in worship, especially as we just declare our dependence upon the Lord.
Every hour I need you.
moment to just pray unto the Lord and just declare to him our need for him. So you can do that silently, or if you feel led, you can also offer up those prayers out loud. Father God, we depend on you for each day, for every breath. You are our sustainer, the author and perfecter of our faith. Psalm 73:26, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
The day when the faith shall be saved.
Yes, Lord, we just declare your greatness. We exalt your name and lift you high because you are holy and sovereign. You have created all things. All things come from you. All things are for you. We were created for you to bring you praise and glory, Lord. That is the purpose of our breath and of our being. And so, Lord, we pour our affection out upon you this morning. We seek your face, we seek your voice, Lord, and we just expect to hear you today. And thank you, Lord, for what you will speak to us. And we ask that you would open our ears to hear the truths that you have to reveal to us through your word today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. As we often do, before you are seated, if you have a copy of God's Word, either in written form or on a tablet or phone, if you would open to the book of Matthew, to Matthew chapter 9. As we continue this series, Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, Matthew records this. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. Thank you so much. You may be seated.